was chatting it up with a couple of fellow artists down at the South End Galleria this week, comparing notes on aesthetic strategies, business practices, encounters with Philistines, and other assorted moral hazards of the art trade. The sculptor among us avowed how he chose to eschew my public art avenue and regaled us with tales of clients and looky-loos, folks who might suggest that rather than pay full price, they could check eBay or Etsy for fabulous deals, as if that original stone carving might be had from Walmart for hefty discounts. We artists love displaying our wounds and scars from the culture wars. I mentioned how I lacked business acumen, and so public art took me out of those sorts of encounters. To which our gallery owner mentioned being a finalist 3 times for public art commissions, only to lose. No prizes for runner-up, I said. No Miss Congeniality either. Afterwards, I started adding up my own losses over the years, something around 12. You get a small stipend for a design, maquettes, plane fare, motel, car rental, etc., usually less than what you spend, and 0 for your work. It's a tough racket, and after a couple of second place finishes, plenty of artists quit throwing their hats in the ring. Me, I got plenty of hats. My first loss, a fire station entry against a famous Seattle glass artist with a buddy on the jury who gave him helpful hints at our site visit, left me feeling like the game was rigged. But instead of quitting, I took my 4-foot by 3-foot glass model, cut a hole in my shop wall, and installed it in front of my work table, a wound I could salt every damn day, a reminder that, well, I needed to up my game. What I've learned over a few decades of competition is that it isn't always fair. It is sometimes rigged. The juries are occasionally a sham. An opponent may actually be better than you and still lose, or vice versa. Art in the public arena is a blood sport. I try to accept the losses and thank my lucky stars for the commissions I win. Mostly I'm glad I stuck it out. And best of all, nobody's going on eBay and finding a cheap substitute. Yet.